Hey, this is Marcus.
And Dennis.
From the Control Group. So we just wanted to give you a nice little primer for our first series, It Came From Lake Mary. This is episode zero.
Yeah, essentially this is also a primer for our podcast as a whole.
That's true. Yeah.
So if you want to, you can jump straight into the action. You don't have to listen to us now. But if you want to learn more about the podcast, more about what we're here for, here you can learn about Control Group.
So, So
so there's a problem, all right? You go onto a podcast page, and you're like, I want to listen to this RPG podcast.
I want to.
And then you look, and you see it, it's 4,000 episodes long.
Oh,
and every fan tells you, you got to start at the beginning.
Yeah,
you got to start at the trees arc, man. If you don't know the trees, there will be no payoff.
And then there's like a page, and it's like, or you can go to all these recaps, and you're like, but which one do I go to? I don't want to miss all of that too.
Yeah, exactly.
Here, we'll have a million new starting points for you, and new systems. If you already know a system, theoretically, we'll have a series for that system, and you can check them all out, especially new ones.
Yeah.
As new ones come out, we're going to try and do series based on that. The Control Group is supposed to be about testing out new and experimental systems, especially if they're Apocalypse World.
Yeah.
Powered by the Apocalypse, rather. Because we just love that system, and now our players know how to do it, so now we can just do any Powered by the Apocalypse system we want. That's the beauty of it.
Exactly. We test the game so you don't have to. We're the Control Group. Do you get it?
I don't get it. So, our group is me and this person, Dennis and Marcus, and we also have a couple other members, Nick and Hadley. We might have other people join other future series, but right now that's us. And we've been in a gaming group together for, like, years now.
Yep.
We've been playing Monster of the Week. We've been playing other different types of games. The Power Rangers game,
yep,
I think,
was the
first.
Made a Power Ranger system.
That was the first big one we did, I think.
As you can tell, we love joking around.
Yeah, most of us are, like, actors and writers. We love storytelling. So, you know, we'll just be having fun, doing some stuff, trying to tell some fun stories. We love dramatic moments, too. And also, we curse a lot.
Yeah.
So there'll be a lot of, like, adult stuff, you know. So we're all from Arizona, and we met in Flagstaff. So our first series is going to be called It Came From Lake Mary. And it takes place in Flagstaff. It is Monster of the Week, and we're going to try and showcase the new expansion, Tome of Mysteries, which I haven't really gotten a chance to play a lot. I know there's a lot of new magic moves we can use. I don't know that I use it in this that much. But I use the rotes a lot, for sure, which is really fun. So, specifically, Nick is playing Nate Prosper, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nate Prosper?
Nate Prosper.
He's playing the Searcher new playbook, and I am playing Jack Seymour. And mine is the Hex. That's another new playbook. So we'll be able to take a look at those for sure. Afterward, if we can, we'll have a little debrief, talk about how much we liked Monster of the Week this go-around, and Tome of Mysteries, how much it added to the game. I'm really excited to talk about it, because we've done a lot.
Yeah, so if you don't know Powered by the Apocalypse systems, or what Monster of the Week is, essentially we boiled down the core components of Dungeons & Dragons to make a much simpler system. Instead of rolling a d20, you roll 2d6, so two normal die, like you were playing Monopoly, or Sorry, or Trouble. Technically, Trouble's the one in the bubble, right? Or
yeah.
Is that Sorry?
No.
I confuse them all the time.
No, Trouble is the one with the bubble, and I think it has 2d6 in it.
Yeah.
And it, like, explodes when you hit
it. So you roll those two. Very simple numbers there. If you roll lower than a 6, you failed, or something bad might happen. 7 through 9, you did it, but there's a complication. 10 or more, you did it. And that's some of the fun. I just wanted to take a lot of the numbers out of D&D and give you, the listener, more story.
I'm really excited. Oh, you made the system?
I made Monster of the Week. No, but I will showcase ones I've made in the future.
Yes! So we're excited to showcase a lot of new systems, especially ones that we're just kind of toying with. I even found one that's like a monster or like a zombie apocalypse game that I'm really excited about to
what?
Show Dennis. I'm just announcing that
oh
to Dennis
my God.
Now.
Where's it take place?
It's good. It's in the South, like every zombie.
You're fucking right. You're 100% right. It takes place in Atlanta.
I don't know why they always are. but otherwise, I think that's about it. Check out check out all our new series with the Control Group. everywhere else you go is going to be a great medieval 5e story.
Yeah.
Ours is going to be all kinds of different stories.
Exactly.
And those are great too.
Mm-hmm.
We listen to a million of them, obviously,
yep.
Because we just started one. A lot of 5e out there. I love 5e. You know, everyone loves it, but I really wanted to showcase a lot more Powered by the Apocalypse if we could. we really wanted to showcase more Powered by the Apocalypse, and we love Monster of the Week, and now that our members have learned that system, they could play any Powered by the Apocalypse game, exactly. And I think that's the beauty of this system.
Yeah, so a little about us. I'm Dennis, as we mentioned before. We got Marcus here. We got two other players in our group, Nick and Hadley. We love joking around. We're all comedians, writers, and actors, so we will have the laughs as well as dramatic storytelling.
Expect, like, cursing and adult stuff, too. You know, we're adults. I don't know.
Yeah, we're adults, and we're also, Marcus and I, at least, are people of color.
Yeah.
So we wanted to bring voices we don't usually hear in long play RPGs. So if we drop the N-word, we drop the N-word. There are black people in existence. They drop the N-word.
So we're returning to Monster of the Week to play a new story that's all about all of us playing, like, tweens, middle schoolers, who are part of a mystery-solving club.
Yep.
And if you like Stranger Things, if you like Scooby-Doo, any kind of stuff like that, check it out. It might be a little bit... No, I think it's just as dark as... Especially Stranger Things.
Yeah.
So it's a good mix of drama and comedy and some good stories and some... we'll see what kind of monsters of the week we can have in there.
Yeah, I'd say it's just as dark as, like, the good Scooby-Doo movies, you know?
Do you like The Goonies? If you like The Goonies, I haven't seen it, but if you like it, probably similar to this.
You like Okja on Netflix, the Netflix original? I haven't seen it, but...
Bong Joon-ho!
Bong Joon-ho!
Dude, if you like Parasite, this is kind of...
If you like Ford v. Ferrari, it's kind of not there.
Matt Damon was anyone could have played that role. Anyways, I'm super excited for the control group.
Yeah, we've got a lot of stories to tell, so if you like the series, let us know, and then we'll continue with it, because we stop at a point, you'll find out, but it can keep going. That's what the control group is all about.
Control.
Yes.
Keep controlling ourselves and waiting for the right moment.
To come back for season two.
So we'll try and do that. I think our group for a while has been talking about really, what's the next step in our gaming group? No. Yeah. We have a lot of really great stories that we want to tell, and mm-hmm. we're really excited for the potential of a control group.
There's a lot of worlds we want to play in.
Yeah.
A lot of themes and ideas we want to get to, and I think control group will allow us to jump through stories, not too fast, letting things breathe, but going from worlds and ideas we want to play with quickly.
So stick with us, and we'll see what we can dish out. We'll see what kind of fun we can have. Check us out on Instagram and Twitter at Control Group Pod. That's at CTRL.
Just like the key. Pod.
Group Pod.
Not like the key.
All right, I think that's about it.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, cool.